I'll sing a tune about a gambler and a lady. Gambler's name was Wesley, a song written by Mary McCaslin, who has since become a great folk singer. She has since married an ex-wrestler who writes good songs, but he's horrible to look at. But he's a sweet man. Of course, he's always picking his nose on stage and wiping it on his pants. Now, that's true. I'm not sure why. But that's who Mary's married to now. So whenever you go to see her, she's great, but you might have to sit through a set of him. He's good, but he's not as good as Mary, and he's terrible to look at. Jim Ringer is his name, but this is a song written by his wife, Mary. It's called Young Wesley.
There once was a gambler who and Wesley was his name. He'd ride many miles for the chance to play his game, and the lifeline surrounded his eyes, so they say. Like the highways he'd come on his way. They tell of a lady who came through to rest a while, weary of the rounders as she was from the miles. On that hot dusty day as she watched him at his play, she thought she heard something far inside her say. Oh, young Wesley, take me away. She can tell he was a gambler like she fell in with before. She saw herself beside him and on the run once more. But it pained him to remember the life of darkness he once led, and so he told her of a man left lying dead. So she told him of the ghosts far from lying cold and still, of windy prairie nights and their lonely haunting chill. How she still could see the faces of the robbers who moved on, passed before her till the first sun rays of dawn. Oh, young Wesley, take me away. People there who knew him say they saw the change come round, like the grateful smile and laughter of a wanderer who's been found. But the lady wondered still what kind of game was left to play, and as they saddled up to leave, some heard her say, you live life as a gambler all along the San Joaquin. In your eyes remain the stories of the times you have seen, but your smile across the campfire makes a dream alive again, of a spirit free to glide across the plain. Oh, young Wesley, take me away. Oh, young Wesley, take me away.
Thank you. I'll play a little hammer dulcimer for you. This is a tune that is available on recording up there on the in the booth on a record, along with other good stuff by other good artists. This I had a request to do. It's an original piece for Hammer Dulcimer called The Crystal Cave. Let's have a hand for Bill Dudley. He's doing a fine job emceeing, and he's a heck of a good accompanist. And and he's a friend to all mankind. You're welcome already, huh? Shut up.
Can you all hear me? No? Okay.
Here. Vocal mic. That one's working. Still can't hear me. Now can you hear me?
Oh, shut up, Landon.
Landon, whose side are you on?
This is informal, folks, is it not? You don't mind if we talk to people we don't like in the audience? Well, we love every one of you. Friends, now that's from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, some more than others, however.
We're gonna start here with a little tune. When I was playing in Kansas, I couldn't not believe the popularity of this tune. Of course, I was playing right near the Oklahoma border, and this is from Woody Guthrie land, Oklahoma. It's one called Red Wing.
G whiz.
Thank you.
more?
Let's do a song too. Deep Promise of One More. Which one do you want to do? Manny?
Yeah.
What song tune do you like to play on?
Either one is fine. Either of the three.
Well, we're going to do a little, LJ's going to perform on his Stanley Handyman saw. I know this is a moment many people have been waiting for. Some people have been waiting for this.
Let's play.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of Irish tunes, it's probably the most famous Irish tune of all time. Known as London Derriere, as opposed to Paris Derriere or Frankfurt Derriere, but otherwise known as Danny Boy.
Dudley Derriere.
Yeah, give me a break.
That sounds better.
I hope some of you were at the musical saw workshop this afternoon, where LJ demonstrated his unique saw technique. But for those of you who weren't, here's a chance to see it.
Without all the explanations.
Thank you, music lovers. Wasn't that great? Weren't they great? What a pair. Who were those guys? Well, the next thing we want to do is bring out a fellow who's been around for a long time in Florida. I saw this gentleman at a concert at the University of South Florida, I think sometime back in the late 60s, and he was great then. He's still great now, and he's turned into a twosome. So let's bring up, before I get in any more trouble here, let's bring up from St. Augustine, Bob and Jolene Patterson.
Check, 1, 2, check.
Check, 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 1, 2, check. Check.
Boy, it's good to be home in Florida. Jolene and I, we've been playing up in Atlanta this past week. Friday night, we got on the road. Good to be home, huh?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful day.
I'd like to get things started off with a song by our good friend Half Blind Smith. My old grandpa had a saying to fit most any occasion, and his love for grandma stood the test of time. So one morning I asked grandpa how he stuck it out with grandma. He said, "You do well remembering these lines. Best not make love's bed of roses. There'll be thorns and the beauty fades. But if you make love's bed of clover, you'll find comfort there many days, many days." Maybe because I was a kid then, I'd be learning and forgetting, and my grandpa's words got lost inside my head. I went on to fancy living, running around with wild women, and I clean forgot what grandpa ever said. Best not make love's bed of roses. There'll be thorns and the beauty fades. But if you make love's bed of clover, you'll find comfort there many days, many days. Well, I woke up one early morning, my head was split, life was boring, all the bills were due and the money had been spent. In the coffee I was pouring, I heard Grandpa's early warning, and I knew right then exactly what my old grandpa meant. Best not make love's bed of roses. There'll be thorns and the beauty fades. But if you make love's bed of clover, you'll find comfort there many days. Best not make love's bed of roses. There'll be thorns and the beauty fades. But if you make love's bed of clover, you'll find comfort there many days, many days.
Thank you, our good friend Half Blind.
We'd like to, for our portion of the program this afternoon, we'd like to demonstrate the different traditional styles that can be applied to the 12-string guitar. Years ago, the 12-string guitar was not thought of as being a very versatile instrument, but people like Pete Seeger, Dick Rosmini, Leo Kottke, and yours truly have been trying to show that that's not necessarily true. This is a little homemade instrumental using a traditional flat pick style so frequently used in country and bluegrass music. It's entitled Country Pickin'.
His eyes closed on one leg,
you. You know, the 12-string guitar made its way into this country by way of South America. The Spanish claimed that they designed the instrument, saying that when the cowboys or cavaleros got lonesome on the prairies, They carved all their musical instruments in the shape of their women to keep them company through the long, weary hours, if you can dig that.
That's Dolly Parton.
It made its way across the state of Texas into New Orleans, where it helped give birth to America's own music, the blues, Dixieland, and ragtime. Again, we're going to use a traditional ragtime guitar style here to do an old Sippy Wallace ragtime piano piece. When she wrote this song back in the 30s, she had a little advice for all the ladies.
Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Don't sit around gossiping, telling all them good things you know he really can do. 'Cause some women nowadays, Lord, they ain't no good. They'll lie to your face and try to steal your man. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Your best girlfriend, she might be highbrow, changes clothes 3 times a day.
3 times, baby.
Well, what do you think she's doing now while you're so very far away?
What's she doing, baby?
She's holding your man in your own damn bed. You better call up the doctor, honey, and let her investigate your head. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. Don't advertise your man. Don't sit around telling all of your secrets about them good things you know he really can do. 'Cause some women nowadays, Lord, they ain't no good. They'll lie to your face and try to steal your man. Woman, be wise. Keep your mouth shut and don't advertise your man. I said, don't advertise your man. Did you hear me, honey? Don't advertise your man. Thank you. That song really does have good advice in it, and it can work both ways depending on who sings that song, as y'all know. But there was a time when I first started playing music with Bob up here that I tried to discourage the women in the audience from him by telling them that he beat me terribly. And one night, this lady walked up and gave Bob her motel room key. She thought I was bragging. So now I don't say anything. He loved it.
I thought it was great until she broke out the whip.
No, not the whip.
Here's an old tradition Russian melody. We're going to use another style on the 12-string guitar to play this piece. It's entitled Meadowlands.